The champ joins us right now, Daniel Cormier. Daniel, what's up? How are you?
What's up, Jim? How you doing?
Good. Good, my man. How about you, DC? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Just excited, getting ready for this fight.
All right, fight's coming up this weekend. I'll get into that. It's always good to be the champion, but does being the UFC heavyweight champion of the world, the baddest man on the planet, feel even better? What does that feel like?
It feels the best, right? Because, you know, I grew up in the 80s, right, where the heavyweight division was still really the best division in boxing. So the heavyweight champion was always the most prized possession in the entire world. And having that title meant everything. So to have the heavyweight championship of the world means the world to me.
Daniel Cormier, my guest. All right, so when you beat Stipe at UFC 226, he had had one successful title defense after another in a division where it's incredibly hard to do so. So when you look back on that night last July, I know you're looking ahead, but if I got you to look back to last July, what sticks out to you the most about that night?
Just how big it was, you know, and how many nerves I had leading into the fight and not exactly knowing what Stipe was going to bring and seeing all of his knockouts where he was just putting guys out over and over again and then getting in there and realizing, oh, he's no boogeyman. You know, he's just another guy. You know, I hadn't fought a heavyweight for a long time, so it was a little bit concerning and scary. But once it got started, I was like, I remember this, and I like this. Like, I like fighting a heavyweight.
Daniel Cormier joining us. All right, you've also not been shy about talking about the fact that, well, he's really, really good. He also has, quote, a lot of weaknesses and glaring holes in his game, end quote. So what kind of weaknesses do you see, and then how do you go about exploiting them?
You know, there are things that he does that we always thought we could take advantage of since the first fight, you know, and I think the one that I was able to get him with, the short right hook out of the clinch was one. Stipe Miocic is a guy that's very, very square when he strikes. And I think that's the thing as we get into the fight week this week that's going to really show itself when him and I fight again. You know, I think he will give me way too much target to attack.
Daniel Cormier is my guest. All right, then. There's also the personal side to this. DC, he seems to be annoyed by you. Why do you think that is, and what do you think of him?
You know, we both are, you know, this is fight number two between us, you know, so it's easy to be a little bit annoyed with the opponent. But the reality is, I don't care if he's annoyed with me, Jim. I'd be annoyed with me, too, if I had to spend 6 weeks on the Ultimate Fighter with me and I'm constantly nagging at him. And then I beat him in a fight, and for a year, you're pining for a rematch, and I'm not really able to give it to you right away, you know, so I'd be annoyed with me, too, so. It's fine. I don't care.
Daniel Cormier, my guest, to that point that he's waiting on a rematch and you couldn't give it to him right away, you said that you thought that he was kind of acting like, quote, a brat after he lost because he didn't fight anybody else, right? He just wanted that rematch. That's all he wanted. What did you mean by that exactly?
I just mean, like, in most situations, when you lose, you find the fastest course to get back to where you're going. Waiting doesn't seem like the best way to accomplish that. And for a guy that does so many positive things, I never would have thought that Stipe would have just sat around for a year and not fought somebody. And I said, you know, prior, if he would have fought someone, you know, it would have given us, maybe even got people more excited about the rematch because he would have went out and reminded everyone why he was such a dominant champion.
Rematch coming up this weekend in Anaheim. Daniel Cormier is my guest. Daniel, Dana White is coming up on the show next hour, and something that he and I have talked about in the past is how you never know how a fighter is going to show up after a loss. You've been really honest in the past about how devastating a loss can be on a lot of different levels. How do you think Stipe shows up after last year's loss, especially since he hasn't fought?
You know, I don't know. I think that it's a little bit different, right? So when I lost, I immediately went back to work and fought. And I know after I got finished by Jones in Anaheim a couple years ago, when I went to fight Ozdemir, I was like, you know, like he had been knocking everybody out. I was a little bit nervous in a sense that I don't know what's going to happen, you know. But the reality is I wasn't staring across the octagon at the same exact guy. Stipe is going to be staring at the same exact guy that he lost to before.
Daniel Cormier joins us. That fight's coming up this weekend. Now you, in addition to that, just had the best year of your career, 39. But you've also talked about how when you retire, you want to do it when you can still compete, when you still have value that you can leave behind. Can you lay that out for me? What do you mean by that?
I'm saying, like, if I'll have to walk away whenever I can still fight, you know, because I don't think the wheels are going to come falling off. You know, I'm going to have to walk away whenever I can still compete with these dudes. Like, I'll have to walk away knowing that I can still beat a lot of people in the world. That's what scares me.
Daniel, like,
it's going to take strength to do that.
So why is it so important then to leave the sport that way, to leave the sport the right way?
Because I want to go out on my terms. You know, like, so many champions go out on their back, getting beat by guys that never couldn't even compete with them. You know, it's like they stay around too long. And then the legacy that they work so hard to build, the memories change. You know, they're not remembered for all those great moments anymore. The last thing you remember is them getting beat by all these guys that aren't even on their level. Like, think about this, Jim. BJ Penn, right? BJ Penn was the man, like the absolute man. He's lost 8 fights in a row now. 8 fights in a row. You know, and it don't make you forget the things that he did prior, but it's like, you know, like, he's losing the guys that didn't have a chance against him prior. You know, it's like, I think your legacy has to mean more to you, and you should leave it intact whenever you get out.
Daniel Cormier, my guest. All right, so all of that said, is there a possibility, Daniel, that Saturday night might be the last time fans see you in the cage?
Yeah, it very well could be, Jim. You know, like, I know that when I'm in there, I hopefully can fight to my potential and get the job done. But if anything shows itself that I'm not able to compete at the level that I was before, I'll walk away. You know, I like I said, man, I'm not going to stick around and really start to negatively affect my legacy and my reputation for being a champion. So if I can't compete to the best of my ability and I feel something different as I exit that octagon, win or lose, it could be the last time you see me in there.
Rematch coming up this weekend. Daniel, I want to ask you about one more thing before you go. You live in Gilroy, and you coach wrestling at that high school. It's a community that was devastated recently by the mass shooting at the Garlic Festival. What was your reaction when you heard that, and what does that community mean to you and your family?
Oh, it means everything, Jim. Thank you for bringing it up. But, you know, it's a little festival in Northern California where people come, and it's the center of our town, you know, but I think it backfired. You know, the guy was dealt with in a very quick manner by the Gilroy Police Department. The San Jose PD came out in droves to help, and it really has brought the community together, made the community stronger. And there's a hashtag Gilroy Strong, and I think that's the truest statement in regards to what happened. You know, this kid tried to attack the pulse of our community, but in reality, all he did was make it stronger.
Daniel Cormier is the UFC heavyweight champion, and he is going to fight Miocic, UFC 241, Saturday, live from Anaheim on pay-per-view. DC, always good to have you in the jungle. Great to have you back. Good luck this weekend, and nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Jim. Nice talking to you, brother.
You too, Daniel. Great talking to you. Appreciate you. Daniel Cormier is the champ. He's got the rematch, UFC 241, Saturday, live from Anaheim. That's on pay-per-view.